the Jaguars jam. It's the week of the London game. The Jags will be at Wembley this Sunday. A 2:30 London time start, 9:30 back in the States. And today we're on the Jaguars Facebook page in the States and the Jaguars UK Facebook page simultaneously with our guest, A.J. Cann, the offensive guard from the University of South Carolina, in studio with us. Good to see you, man. Thanks for coming in today.
No problem at all. Anytime, man.
Yeah, this is always fun. We got a phone call full of writers ready to talk to you about Jags Ravens in London.
Let's get it.
How different is this thing, by the way, this week?
It is a little different, traveling so far to play. But for us, it's been a great experience. Since I've been here, this is my third year being there. It's always worked out for us when we're there. So hopefully it works out again this year.
That would be a nice thing. Keep the streak alive at Wembley. Let's get to the conference call today from the UK media. And we'll start off with a guy we left off last week, Ollie Hunter of Talk Sport. Good afternoon, Ollie.
Afternoon, JP, AJ. AJ, I wanted to talk to you about keeping your quarterback upright. It was a really good start against the Texans. Blake Bortles was sacked not once. So how many targets? What's the target that you set as an offensive line unit for yourselves each and every game? Is it zero sacks, one sacks? And how much does it hurt if something that you do leads to Blake Bortles or your QB being sacked?
As a mindset, I don't think any offensive line wants to give up a sack during a game. So we go into a game thinking that we want to play the best we can. But, when you playing this game a long time and throughout a game, no bad stuff is going to happen. You just got to be able to brush it off and get back up and play the next play.
Yeah, nobody wants the quarterback to go down.
Yeah.
The other part of us, too, is that this offense wants to run the football.
Yes.
And when the run game's rolling – I don't know if there's a true stat for that. Maybe you want to be over 100 for Fournette or whatever it is. But you know it when you feel it, right, in the run game.
Yeah, you do. When you're running the ball and then the defense, when you're running the ball and the defense knows it and they can't do nothing about it, that's a mindset you want to have. That's what you want to do in this league.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
When things are going well, keep them going well. Yeah. Roger Goodgrow is with us today from Double Coverage. What's up?
Yeah, hi, AJ, JP, this is RG. Ravens come into the game on 2-0. What do you see are the keys to keeping up your winning streak at Wembley?
Just coming down and don't letting all this travel, affect us and being able to catch back up on the rest, because, of course, we're going to lose some sleep traveling that many hours to go play in London. But I think this past few years we've been doing a good job with resting and staying off our feet and focusing on the game during that week and not letting the distractions get to us, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, last couple of years, the team shortened up the trip, traveling Thursday, getting there Friday morning. How are you sleeping on a plane? You're a big guy, right?
The past few years, we've been on the planes where the seats lay all the way back like a little comfortable bed. So I've been able to get a few hours of sleep on the fly. It's always I'm up for a little bit and I try to take as many naps as I can. But it's been hard, but I've been trying to do it the best I can.
Let's get back to the conference call then. Richard Graves will be awaiting our arrival at the airport from Sky Sports. What's up, Richard?
As always, guys, hope all's well over there. I can tell you we've got good weather in store this weekend as well. Might not quite be the same as Jacksonville, but fingers crossed it's going to be good come game time on Sunday. I want to go back, if we can, AJ, to what you were talking about with Leonard Fournette in the backfield. As an offensive lineman, we often hear when you guys are told you're going to run the ball, pound the rock, you grow 2 inches. What psychologically, what difference does it make when you know you've got a guy in the backfield there that, as we've seen through the first two games, when he gets the ball in his hand, he can literally truck over defensive players if you create the gaps?
Yeah, he's a very, very gifted kid and a great running back. And a guy like Leonard, I feel like you can give him any offensive line and he can make a play here or there, open the smallest hole, and he's heading straight downhill. And whoever's in his path, I feel sorry for him.
That's the thing with Leonard, too, we've seen, at least so far. Blocking schemes sometimes take time to develop during a play.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't give up on where the play is designed to go. The hole may not be there yet, but he's going to go where that play is designed, and if it is a foot of space, he'll find that hole when it's there. That helps you guys a lot.
Right? Yeah, it does, because like you just said, plays take time to develop, and he can be very, very patient and wait for it. As soon as it's there, he's hitting it.
Let's get to a fan question. How about that? I know you're big on social media, AJ.
Okay, let's go.
Huge. You're huge on social media. In fact, let's go to Ali Lion, underscore 94. What's your favorite thing about coming to London every year? We'll see you on Sunday. Hashtag Jaguars Jam. What do you like about this trip?
Well, since the first time I went there, just the fan base, you know, they are wild. And I enjoy that every single time I'm there, you know, playing in those games and seeing those fans erupt. It's funny though, they don't, no matter whether it's the opposing team or us, they're crazy the whole time, and it's kind of exciting.
That's the thing. It's a lot of Jaguar fans there. They got the flags and they're making noise. But is it kind of a home field for you guys, Wembley?
You know, no, some would say, and that's what it feels like sometimes. You know, we go down there all the time, and it does feel like that.
Yeah, it's the fifth consecutive year. Let's go one time through the conference call again, starting with Ollie Hunter.
A lot has been. A lot of people say about the offensive line is the dirty works and the stuff that goes on in the trenches. Now, I'm a guy who's 5'5" and a little over 120 pounds, so I have no idea what happens in there. And when you see it on the TV, you can't really get a grasp of what goes on. Could you shed some light of some of the things that happen between the offensive line and the defensive line come game day?
Well, you just explained a lot of it. You know, it's just every single play, you know, there's a guy lined up across from me. You just got to be able to use strength and power and fight that man the best way you can. And there's a lot of technique into it and a lot of strength. And the way we scheme plays up, we scheme them the best way we can to go against these opposing teams. And like I just said, you know, we just try the best way we can to open the hole for a running back or give the quarterback time to pass, but it's a lot of work going on down there. And on TV, I know it's hard to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it's very technical. And if you've never played it, it's hard to really dissect what's going on down there. A couple more minutes to go. Roger Goodgroves, what's up?
Hey. After the Jags practice on Friday, two flag teams played the final of the Jags Sevens, with the 10-man winning team earning a trip to this year's Super Bowl. Will you guys be hanging around after practice to watch the final? Plus, did you ever play flag before you were being kitted?
Ooh. Did you ever play flag football when you were younger?
The closest I got to flag was tag. Tag, we'll just play tag off instead of flag, so that's the closest thing to it.
But, like two-hand touch.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Two-hand touch. But, you know, some guys, you know, we get time off to enjoy, you know, London. But I think a lot of guys would probably be rested and getting off their feet knowing we got a big game ahead of us, but who knows?
Yeah, the practice is there, and then you guys go back to Wembley, dress again, and then go back to the hotel. Meetings all night long. So
yeah, so it'd be hard to catch up on the tourist things.
It's a business trip, man. Don't worry about the Big Ben's in there for 150 years. You can go back and see it in the off season, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, why not? Let's get one more call in today from Richard Graves, Sky Sports. What's up?
Yeah, I want to look ahead a little bit, if we can, to this weekend's matchup. And understandably, there's been an awful lot of hype and talk about this defense, given the way they've played through the first 2 weeks. We touched upon a little bit earlier about how well as a line you played against another strong defensive unit week one in the Houston Texans. I wonder, do you listen to that noise and hype about the Ravens D, AJ, and can you use that as motivation come game time?
You know, it's important to hear the important things, like, you know, how do we, about the good players we got to go against and about how they run things defensively. But at the end of the day, we don't, you know, try to listen to it too much where it can be distracting about, like, how if they're saying things about how they're going to beat us this way, or beat us that way. You know, at the end of the day, we got to be able to watch film and see what we can do and scheme up plays the best way we can and go out there and do our jobs.
They've had a good couple of weeks so far on the defensive side in Baltimore. How about let's end that this week?
Yeah, you know, that's the goal we're trying to do. You know, we're trying to win every single game, and this week hopefully we can go out there and do whatever we can do to win. You know, whether it's offensively, defensively, and special teams, we can come out with a win.
This is a win today. Thank you for coming in for this program today, AJ.
No problem.
Appreciate it. One more reminder before we go, by the way. Saturday night at the Finery Pub, take the Oxford Circus Station exit for the Union Jacks fan party. It's going to be quite a night. Our crew will be there living it up before the Jaguars face the Ravens the next day at Wembley Stadium. Come join us Saturday night at the Finery. Thanks to everybody on the call today. Our thanks to AJ Cann. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick, and this is the Jaguars Jam.